In 1949, the Lions of Georgia got together and tried to raise money for a child in Moultrie, Georgia, to receive eye surgery. He was going to go blind without the surgery. And so three Lions clubs got together and formed a foundation. They provided him three surgeries over the next few years. And we're still in touch with him. He's in his late 60s now. And he is an advocate for blind services still. So he's back and forth to Washington, D.C. So it's kind of a neat story, our first client.
The organization now, today, sort of functions as a safety net then for the poor and the uninsured?
We do. Everyone we serve is under 200% of the federal poverty guideline. Most of them are employed but don't have insurance. And we provide vision exams, eye surgeries, eyeglasses, and hearing aids to those people so that they can continue to see and hear in order to be independent.
Can you give me an idea of the need for your services here in Georgia? How many people are we talking about?
Last year, we served about 6,000 people, but for most of the year, we had an eight-month waiting list. So the need is fairly incredible. We provide niche services, so there aren't other nonprofits that really provide the type of care that we do. We do that through outlets across the state, charitable clinics. And so in Atlanta, for example, we had an eight-month waiting list most of last year. We've been able to clear out some of that, but the need is pretty incredible. And then the number of people who need hearing aids is probably unmeasured because people will find out the price of a hearing aid, and if they don't know about us, they'll just assume that they have to live without it because they're rather expensive.
How many of the medical services that you provide would be covered by an emergency room visit? A lot of people say, well, you know what? You can always go to the emergency room and they'll take care of you.
Unless someone had a hemorrhage in the eye or there was immediate blindness, that person really wouldn't be covered by an emergency room visit. So we do see some of that. We have some surgeries where we turn the surgery around in 24 hours and make sure that that person's vision is saved. But for the most part, what we provide is, I guess I would reckon it to kind of primary health care.
And what about Medicaid or Medicare?
Well, Medicaid doesn't cover hearing aids at all. That's easy. Medicaid doesn't cover eyeglasses for most people. You know, there's different forms of Medicaid, or eye exams. Now, Medicaid would cover eye surgery. So if someone needed cataract surgery or a diabetic retinopathy treatment, but most of the people that we see have been declined Medicaid. In fact, in order to get a surgery from the Lighthouse, you have to go through the Medicaid process and be declined. Now, healthcare reform will change some of that because it will increase the poverty rate for Medicaid, the approval rate, to 133%. But I believe that there will still be lots of gaps.
And your funding, federal grants, donations from the public?
Our hearing program, funding for that comes from a large grant from the state, and that covers 70% of the program. But we receive no federal or state money for any of our vision services at all. So it's all done through foundations, our Lions clubs, individual donors.
The surgeries that are performed,
mm-hmm.
Who pays for those?
Individual donors pay for those. So we can provide a surgery because we've been around for so long. We can provide a surgery for about 20% the insurance reimbursement rate. So it's a tremendous value. You know, it's an efficiency that's provided because the doctors will either donate or greatly reduce their costs, the same with the hospitals, but it's all paid through private donations.
Well, how do you contact a willing medical professional who is willing to donate his or her services?
You know, I think that we have some of the best doctors in Georgia. I mean, almost all of the doctors we reach out to are willing to help us. We're in this together. You know, they see people in their waiting rooms that they can't help. I'll give you an example. Last week, a gentleman from Augusta was driving over to Atlanta. He had a vitreous hemorrhage, which means if it wasn't taken care of, he would lose vision in that eye. The real problem with that is he'd already lost complete vision in the other eye. And the doctor was willing to write off the bill. We contacted the hospital because he was not a resident of any metro county. Their funding didn't cover it. And so we negotiated with that hospital for a private pay rate that was in line with Medicaid reimbursement rates and were able to get the surgery done in about 24 hours. But, you know, there's just always holes in the safety net. And so we really try to make sure that nobody falls through those holes.
And for those who are in need, how do you find them or how do they find you?
Well, that's the benefit of having been around for since 1949. We don't have any problem with patients finding us. Most DFACS offices know about us. In this case, the surgery that I just told you about, the doctor contacted us because he knew that we would be able to negotiate better with the hospital than he could. Most schools know about us for kids that need eyeglasses. So even though we might not be known to a lot of your listeners, within the social service community, we're fairly well known.
So you provide these services to the uninsured.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to insurance, many insurance plans will cover a hearing exam or a vision exam, but they won't cover, or they certainly won't adequately cover, eyeglasses or hearing aids. So would people who have insurance that's not adequate, would they qualify?
Yes. So a lot of times, if Medicaid does cover an eye exam, then they don't cover the eyeglasses. So then those people come to us. And we actually have an optical lab on site where we can make those glasses at a much reduced cost. So we won't say, yes, you picked out a pair of glasses at ABC Optical Shop, we'll pay for them. We'll say, you can come to us and pick out from what we have. And we have a small copay ranging from $3 to $20 that they pay.
Have you noticed an increase in demand in the last several years? I'm thinking maybe since the recession began. Has that impacted you?
I mean, about 30% a year. It has kind of leveled off in 2012 a little bit. But yes, we saw between 2008 and 2012 about 30% a year. And we've grown from 2007, serving about 1,000 patients a year to, like I said, about 6,000 the end of last year. So we've done our best to try to grow to meet that need.
And you do have a lot of people on the waiting list, at least in Metro Atlanta.
We do.
So what's the foundation's biggest challenge?
We operate all on volunteer physicians. So we always need more eye doctors to give those exams in our clinics and get the people through. And then I think we have a good service network. There's two issues. Intermediate care is an issue for us. We need to be able to provide more than just an eye exam and pair of eyeglasses to someone who's dealing with diabetic retinopathy or glaucoma, and that becomes a challenge. And then funding, of course. So we're looking at, of course, funding can go a long ways in fixing that intermediate care challenge. But I think that there is a feeling that healthcare reform is going to take care of all of these issues. And in fact, if healthcare reform goes through exactly like it's supposed to, it's going to leave us with just about as big a need as we have right now.
For people who want to help out, how can they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
They can visit our website, www.lionslighthouse.org, or give us a call. We operate at about a 9% overhead. So we operate on a lot of volunteers. We really depend on those people to help us run the clinics, help us get the applications in and out the door for patients. And then of course, it takes funding to make that all work.
Christina Lennon is the executive director of the Georgia Lions Lighthouse Foundation. Ms. Lennon, thank you.
Thank you.